Soft spring rain. Today's been beautiful in so many ways, and I'm not just talking weather. You know what we say in New England, if you don't like the weather, just wait an hour or so. Works in reverse, too.
Blech.
Today the sky dawned blue-eyed, crystal clear, fresh spring-like. Low 40s feels like summer after what we've endured this past winter. Been a strange week weather-wise, that's for sure. Started with snow early on, graduated to hail midweek. Then bright, sunny, clear this morning. Hudson and I head to music therapy mid-morning. He's faithfully, energetically practiced his lion roar about 6 months now. An old Rich Mullins CD plays, the lyrics, and the children keep learning how to grow up big and strong, how to grow up big and strong. Hudson, he sings, growls along, barely gets in the last syllable of each phrase, roars out the ig and the ong, right on cue. Love this little boy. Slowly making his way in this world, learning how to grow up big and strong, his own way, his own timetable. Later, Hudson heads out to afternoon preschool. By now, the sky's dark, overcast, ominous and foreboding. I stack toys, wash dishes, leave to pick up boys from school. It's pouring a soft spring rain now. Haven't seen, felt rain in months. Snow only. Snow, snow, and more snow. Almost forgot what a spring rain feels like. Fresh. So much water coming down, still soft. I remember that little kid in the spring rain. Me. Donning rain boots, raincoat, heading out alone, excited, almost quivering, to the winding gravel driveway, finding the long stick, digging shallow paths, converging and diverging paths in the dirt, manufacturing little streams and rivers, canals and moats, lakes and oceans. The water moving, always moving, mesmerizing, like staring into flames, always changing, ever the same, cozy, dry. Feeling the delicious rain beat, oh, for a stick, a gravel driveway, a yellow slicker, shiny red boots. I grab the umbrella, head to pick Charlie up first. Doesn't want space under the canopy. He wants wet. Boys. We continue on to get Hudson, arrive early, wait the few minutes. I look straight up. Overcast, smoky gray sunroof canvas. Rain beats straight down. Droplets join droplets. Collect. Form rivulets. Charlie joins me. He's mesmerized too. The beads they collect, grow, attract each other, join other larger rolling beads, roll out of sight. New ones form. So mesmerizing, riveting, like watching flames. Hudson, he comes out of school baffled. He's forgotten about rain too, but happy to join me under the umbrella. We snuggle in close, then buckle up, drive home. Park in the driveway, stare skyward again. Oak branches tower, beads collect, 1,000 magnifying glasses, prisms. Raindrops, they fall relentlessly, break surface tension bead by bead. We could sit here for hours, not move a muscle. I whisper that aloud. 5 minutes and the phone buzzes, jerks me to reality. I turn the key, start collecting stuff. But you said we'd sit here for hours, says Charlie, my little literalist. Truly, I'd love that. That and a stick, a gravel driveway, a yellow slicker, shiny red rain boots. P.S. Snow forecasted this weekend.